Hey, this is Christmas throughout the year where I talk about everything and anything in between. I do four sequences every 2 weeks, which I have been last on and recently. At Christmas time, starting after Thanksgiving, I will do them every week, four episodes. So my first episode today, I'm going to begin on reading. Reading is fundamental. We all know that. Even when the kids are out of school, they should still read books in the summer. If they have like a little bookshelf, they can go to the library. They're free there to get books, anything they want to read. They have group reading there by ages. You can take your children there as well. I took my kids there. God, I don't know. It's been so many years, but I took them there when they were younger. Reading is good for them. They should never fall behind. Of course, with the pandemic, I'm sure a lot of children did. It's unfortunate that this has happened. So get some books on the weekends, you know, instead of them sitting in front of the PlayStation. And take them to the library and look for books that they like to read. They give you plenty of time to bring them back. And challenge their overall mentality of comprehension of what they're understanding to read. Can they understand what they're reading and what it's about and not just read word for word? Comprehension is a big thing. I had a problem with it in school. So pay attention to your child with that, because some kids it's easy with the comprehension and some others are not. When you get to SATs and when they're older, not so much when they're 5, 6, 7, but when they get older and they do their SATs, I don't know what they call them now, comprehension was a hard thing for me. So it is hard if you can't comprehend what you're reading or you're distracted. Most of the time, I would say have them go in a quiet room, a family room, somewhere where the dogs are upstairs or whatever, so that it's quiet and they can comprehend what they're reading. Because when they get in the older grades, they're going to have to write book reports. And book reports, you've got to remember what the story is about, who the author is, who the publisher is, what year the book was processed. They have to remember all that. So help them out along now while they're between 5 and, I'd say, 12. Help them out now. And take some time out to be with them and so that they know you're listening, and if they have any questions or issues, they can ask you. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.